Well, you know, we were talking a little while ago when we got Mr. Downs all wound up about the Christmas music. You know, the same survey, they definitely want e-tailers to have their digits in a row by Cyber Monday. Three-quarters of the survey respondents say stores should concentrate on providing a specific Cyber Monday website. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Or some sort of a dependable app that can handle the mass sales and make it easy for you
to do
that.
That's probably a good idea.
If, again, you're big enough to be able to do that, and if you can, then that'd be a good deal. Again, some of the stuff that we just don't feel down here having to do with this storm and what it did to New York City. Most of the mass transit operations have been restored. City's 1,700 schools will be reopened, except for 57 that will remain closed due to structural damage, which affects about 100,000 school kids. Okay, so you got an extra 100,000 school kids not going to school today. Nothing bad could happen out of that, I'm sure. They have to report to alternative locations. Uh-huh. I didn't get the memo. I didn't know I was supposed to be there. Yeah, see how that works out. So let's say you're at a big group dinner, and it's time to pay up. To divide that total and to multiply out certain percentages for the tip, how many people tense up and say something like, oh, I'm not so good at math? How many people fear it completely? How many people really grab it and are willing to do that? When a study of participants with high anxiety about math saw what they would be presented with as far as a math problem, researchers saw that these people had activated a certain neutral area of their brain to actually cause the same thing that would happen if you felt physically threatened by some situation or felt bodily harm.
Rest assured, that is absolutely true.
Really?
Oh, God.
Really? I don't know. I'm fairly comfortable with math. I don't mind it that much.
I short circuit.
Just doesn't work for you, huh? Well,
I freak out at the checkbook.
Okay. Yeah. And you, Kat?
I'm okay. I don't enjoy it, but yeah. I can generally get it done unless I'm under pressure and have someone standing over me watching
me
do it.
Yes, tapping their foot going, hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty neat article posted yesterday by CBS News regarding the entire birther issue that, you know, just doesn't seem to go away. No, not that guy. Another guy.
Another guy.
This regards in 1881, President Chester A. Arthur, who is rumored to have been born in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, I happened to see the report
on this. Well, that's still America.
Well, but it's not. He's not an American. It's North America, but, I mean, that's no
different. It's more America than some other places.
It is, that's true.
It still ain't America.
What happened was Chester Arthur's dad was kind of a shady character, and he would live down in Vermont sometimes, and then he would be up in Canada. And, in fact, there is belief that he was born in 1830 in this house in Canada, and apparently the house itself is for sale. I mean, they went by and they're talking to the real estate agent, and they call it, you know, the house where Chester Arthur was born, Arthur House. And so what they did is he changed his birth date, the year, so that it would coincide with when his father was living down in the lower 46 or ever how many there were back then, 39. Yeah. So, in fact, he may have been Canadian. So, that's probably why he could grow such a good head of hair. Had a good head of hair, had him a good beard, too. But, yeah, may not have been a U.S. American.
This Interesting.
Is, yeah, 843. This is an odd one. The Greek Orthodox Church is threatening to shut down the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Wow.
Yeah. This is probably the most revered site in Christendom, the site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection.
So why?
I'm glad you asked. Unpaid water bill.
Get out.
Yep. An Israeli water company says the church owes $2.1 million in back bills.
Oh, my goodness.
Church officials contend it was always exempt from paying for its water. Well, I would think that's written down somewhere. I don't think that was probably a handshake deal. So anyway, the Greek Orthodox Church protesting to Israeli officials while the Holy Sepulchre's bank accounts remain frozen, leaving other bills unpaid and forcing priests to work for free. But it's also, it's not just a matter of money, says the president of the National Christian Coalition in the Holy Land. It's a change in the status quo that has protected the church for hundreds of years. It's a way to pressure the churches and to introduce new Israeli design measures. That's their explanation of it. But that's, I mean, I can't imagine we haven't heard of that before. But
that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's, and that is a major balance. That's, you know, $2.1 million in backwater bills. I could see where they might be talking about cutting off the water. So I hope they get that taken care of. No winner Saturday in the lottery.
No holy water jokes.
Yeah, really. Powerball now on Wednesday will be $143 million, cash value $92.6 million. Again, one person wins that. They don't care who wins the election. They'll be able to take care of themselves.
True.
Don't have to worry
They'll buy
that.
Their own island and be the right. president of yeah. Kevin Land.
You know, when we talk about storms, bad storms, or even floods, we talk about a 100-year whatever. Or like A&M moving to the SEC, you know, that was
right.
a 100-year decision. No. But they talk about a 100-year storm. That's
right.
that's what they do. And many cities have prepared for 100-year storms. Now they're saying you need to prepare for a 500-year storm. As authorities hustle to restore power and pump out the subway tunnels and take care of the gas shortages that are going on in New York City and other areas, some say that after this historic storm, mere recovery may not be enough to prevent a Sandy-like disaster again that may require putting in place protections for the next monster storm. Read money.
Yep.
That would be a new infrastructure with a total bill for Sandy and the recovery of said same expected to be in the tens of billions of dollars. New York and similarly vulnerable cities may not be able to afford not to invest in the precautionary measures. As an example, Hurricane Sandy dumped 8.5 billion gallons on Manhattan.
Oof.
That's
a lot.
Pretty much amazing. So, but I mean, I don't know how you can, once again, you think that you're prepared. I don't know what the numbers would be for a 500-year protection, but it's probably cost more than five times for a 100-year protection. And again, nature's going to do what nature's going to do.
And they don't even know if America's going to be a country in 500 years.
Really? So, you know, it's just, again, whether that happens.
How much money can we spend? How quickly?
Yeah. Pair of Swedish men were caught climbing to the top of the Sydney Opera House. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, maybe this has happened before. This is the first time I recall a story about it. 20-year-old Sebastian Tovey wasn't satisfied with the regular tours of the iconic tourist destination, so he allegedly got drunk and decided to scale the structure at 2 in the morning.
Why not?
Sure. Sebastian and a friend. See, now the friend doesn't even get mentioned. That's no good. The friend.
Maybe his name was too difficult to pronounce.
Could be. That's right. They left it out in honor
Brown.
Of me. That's right.
Mr.
Either,
Brown.
Either that or his dad could be, you know, a high elected official.
True.
Who knows? Anyway, so Sebastian and his buddy climb onto the Opera House via the roof of a nearby restaurant and then slowly made their way up to the very tippy top. Police were waiting for the men when they came back down. Yeah, because there's really no other way to get down.
I was going to say, they really didn't want to go up after him.
No, they didn't. Arrested.
I think if they're in Australia, they would just shoot him off the roof like rats.
Yeah, but arrested and charged. I hope they gave him a picture at least. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for you to do that, to put life and limb in harm's way, to do that kind of thing, and of course, again, God protects the drunk, but... You want to be able to show that to somebody, don't you?
Looky what I did.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 20 and crazy, this is what I did. But anyway, no news about that. And I don't know, maybe somebody. See, why don't have a camera with that?
They probably do have pictures for legal.
Right. If they have to go to the court, that's true. There may be some pictures. That may make the internet.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Are you paying big bucks for printer cartridges? Yep, it happens a lot. Did you know there's a smarter alternative? At Cartridge World, 100% quality guaranteed ink and toner cartridges at prices much less than the name brand. Want more cash in your pocket? Duh, of course you do. Visit the friendly folks at Cartridge World at Texas Avenue and Villa Maria in Bryan in the Tejas Center next to HEB or call 823-4800. Why pay more to print?
Hey, do you have dirty carpet? Well, you know what you need to do? You need to buy a new vacuum, and I know exactly where you need to buy it. You need to go to Sovac City. We have the largest selection of vacuums in the Brazos Valley, and we have the staff that knows which vacuum will be best for your carpet and lifestyle. Do you need a canister vacuum or an upright? Do you need bagged or bagless? These are questions that we can answer. Stop by our store in College Station in front of the HEB or the new location at 700 South Bryan in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on down and see us, or visit us online at sovacdirect.com or sovaccity.com.
The staff of AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers wants to remind you why they've been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. Our professional personal training staff. At AeroFit, we know that in order to realize your full potential of health and fitness, you must start with a strong foundation built with confidence, consistency, and determination. The mission of our personal training staff is to inspire you to live an active lifestyle by empowering you to discover fitness through our passion and commitment to total health. We will teach you quality, results-driven movement. Join AeroFit now and get two complimentary training sessions with one of AeroFit's exercise professionals. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
That was one of the dumbest. News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. Dennis Rodman, what a guy. His stint at sobriety didn't last too long.
Oh, boy.
The New York Post page 6 gossip column tells us the worm spotted partying with champagne and dancers at a gentleman's club in Manhattan on Thursday night. Word is that he bought some lucky new friends, a lap dance or two, had a few shots of Jägermeister, and, well, threw $500 in cash all over the entertainers. His rep maintains he's trying not to drink.
Gotcha.
But he let loose just a little bit after
getting
kicked off of the all celebrity star something, hey, Apprentice.
Since we're talking about sports.
Oh, yeah.
After Donald Trump's big $5 million offer to President Obama.
Oh, you mean the one that nobody took him up on?
Right.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban thought it was kind of silly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought about responding to him. Maybe I'll put up $1 million or $2 million.
Yeah.
If he'll shave his head.
Oh, yeah. I want those two to get into a smackdown.
I saw that and went, I'd pay money for this one.
You want to see WWE really be big time. That's it. Put those two in a ring
Trump
together.
Trump and Cuban.
Ah, be wonderful. Okay, first there was American Idol. Now there are 8 million different singing competitions on TV.
Correct.
So would it surprise you to find out that there's not one, but two now celebrity diving shows in the works?
Get.
We had talked about this about a month ago, how the new ABC show called Celebrity Splash, in which various celebrities compete in dives of up to 10 meters. Show's already a huge hit in the Netherlands, which is where ABC got the idea. And then last week, ABC hired Greg Louganis as one of the judges of the show. Now, Deadline.com reports that Fox has just given the go-ahead for theirs, Stars in Danger High Diving, which will be rolled out with a holiday special next month called, Celebrity Special on ABC, and that's High Diving, the holiday edition. So possibly Fox could get the jump on it. It's a they get the jump dive.
That was really bad.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Saturday, hundreds of, well, we did the Muppet thing. SEAL Team 6, the raid on Osama bin Laden, the first movie about the Navy SEALs raid, aired last night on Net Geo.
Watched part of it back and forth with the Cowboys game.
And what'd you think?
It wasn't bad.
Okay. It'll be available on Netflix beginning today. Republicans, of course, claiming that the special was designed to air right before the election to give a bump to President Obama. The other movie based on the road, which is Zero Dark 30, on the raid rather, on Zero Dark 30, won't be in theaters until December. So that's that stuff's going on.
I didn't notice it being terribly political, but again, I was going back and forth between that and the football game.
Yeah, so you didn't have time to really see what the whole piece was about. Mm-hmm. As expected, the animated comedy Wreck-It Ralph had a huge opening, $49.1 million. The Denzel Washington show. Huh? Yeah, that's supposed to be, you know, again, pretty good.
Well, they said it made quite a bit more than they expected, though.
They could just send some of their chump change and pay off the bills of the sepulcher.
Yeah, that's right. They could do that. They could just, about 5% to take care of that. So, now, is that a video game?
It's a made-up video game.
Oh, okay.
It's not a real video game.
Okay, all right, okay. I just, I saw the, well, actually, I'll tip my hat. That's what the, tip my hand, that's what our dance song is tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Owl City song from
oh, cool. I like Owl City.
Yeah, Owl City's good. I like Owl City as well. Reba McEntire's debut in Malibu Country pulled the highest numbers in that half hour in almost 5 years, 8.9 million. They just love Reba.
Yes, they
Reba
do.
She's one of them.
She's married to a man named Narvel.
Narvel?
Narvel.
Good for him. Second only to CSI New York over on CBS.
Wow.
Had, 10 million. Yeah, that's not
that's
bad.
Not a bad debut.
Yep. So anyway, back to the movies. It's Wreck-It Ralph number one. The Denzel Washington show Flight came in second at 25 million. That's way down. Taken 2. Anybody seen that? I mean, I don't know. That's the first one was pretty good, I think. Taken 2 got 6 million. And then The Man with Iron Fists, which was the debut, came in at 8 million. Don't know who that is.
Missed that one entirely.
Tomorrow's birthday girl is Sally Field, just by the way.
Really?
Yep.
Love her.
She put on 25 pounds. 25 pounds to play Mary Todd in Steven Spielberg's President Lincoln movie that's just come out.
Dedication.
Yes, it is. She says, Sally put it this way, we had her dress size because it's documented, and when they made dresses for her, we replicated what they were. It wasn't easy. It was sort of horrifying to be a woman of a certain age and put on 25 pounds. She didn't say how old she was. Anyway, Sally said she wouldn't have transformed her body for anybody other than Steven Spielberg.